KSA News. I'm Richard Johnson. This may suddenly be a stay-at-home holiday weekend, despite your long-ago planned trip to the relatives. The weather is not cooperating all over the continent. National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Hoving says Michigan may be ground zero.
If at all possible, folks should consider wrapping up travel plans by Thursday morning because we are expecting snow to move into the region by Thursday evening. And really, Friday is the day things go way downhill.
Airlines are already canceling flights because of weather. That counts up to about 200 canceled flights at Seattle-Tacoma International. The list, tracked by FlightAware.com's misery map, is also growing in Dallas, Denver, Phoenix, and Los Angeles. On Capitol Hill, they're racing the storm, trying to approve a big year-long federal spending bill and get out of town before the storm hits the mid-Atlantic. The House Ways and Means Committee is meeting at this hour, deciding whether to release to the public years of Donald Trump's tax returns. After a years-long battle between the committee and the former president, the Supreme Court last month cleared the way for the possible release. President Biden will travel to Mexico City next month for a summit with the leaders of Mexico and Canada, and immigration will be on the agenda, according to the White House. El Paso's mayor says there are 20,000 people on the Mexican side of the border waiting to cross once Title 42 goes away. Former HUD Secretary Julian Castro tells MSNBC it can only get worse.
As long as Title 42 is in place, you're going to create that frustration, that pent-up demand, that bottleneck of people who keep trying to present themselves and cross, and they're in Mexico waiting, and then when it gets lifted, that pent-up demand is going to be felt even more.
The Supreme Court yesterday said the rule may stay in place. The White House has about 2 hours to file an appeal if it so desires. This is USA News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The Phoenix Suns, labeled a toxic workplace by an NBA investigation, may soon be getting a new owner.
Billionaire mortgage lender Matt Ishbia is finalizing a purchase of the franchise along with the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury. According to ESPN, the deal for both teams, which is going to be completed soon, is going to cost $4 billion. It'll put an end to the tumultuous tenure of former owner Robert Sarver. Ishbia, who is the CEO of United Wholesale Mortgage, has a background on the hardwood, having played three seasons at Michigan State University from 1999 to 2002. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
It's getting a little bit better at the gas pump every few days. AAA now pegs the nationwide average price at $3.12 a gallon, the lowest since July of last year. While we're not worried about gas supplies right now, another issue in the supply chain is children's pain meds. CVS and Walgreens are now limiting purchases of things like children's Tylenol because of skyrocketing demand because of the huge number of flu, COVID, and RSV cases. Gun rights, gun control, call it whatever you want, the latest battleground may be New Jersey. Governor Phil Mattingly is vowing to sign a bill that would severely limit the concealed carry of guns in the Garden State. It passed the legislature in response to that Supreme Court ruling that made it easier to obtain a concealed carry permit. Once Murphy signs it into law, opponents promise a swift court challenge. Rich Johnson, USA News.
O'Reilly. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.